today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Carla will not like people for a long time, but she's not a revenge person.
You're a
like
dork.
I am.
Yeah, she called me.
She's
a dork.
Not a revenge person. You know what I mean?
And that's, she is somebody that's where that you excel, though. You're grudgy.
Yeah. I'm grudgy. Yeah,
oh,
I'm
you're grudgy. The grudge.
Yeah. But I also. What do you mean I'm the grudge?
I mean,
what
you'll hold it.
It's a gentleman. After many trips to Japan, I recently went full bidet.
Ah!
I bought a Toto with heated seat, charcoal fart fan. Gross.
Good man.
So gross. And heated water.
Ah.
It's a game changer.
I was like, and then you have that gold Rolex that. You don't really wear that much. I would like
nice.
That watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Mercedes, one of two you own, is in the
okay,
car.
Now you're getting a little greedy.
I'm telling them all this stuff.
Did the list end with, and a house to keep them in?
No.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yesterday on the show, we teased the fact that Oscar's father is settling his affairs. Not yes. that he's going anywhere. He's in fine health. He's 80, which nowadays is it's the big 90 where you're counting the hours pretty much. By the way, I'm just being realistic.
Mike, what the hell?
And by the time you had 90,
my mom died at 95. We got another dead celebrity in the news today that died around 95.
Yeah.
And if you smoke cigarettes, you die younger. But other than that, when it's like, what's your birthday? Oh, I've got my 95th coming up, and it's going to be... I really look at that if I am fortunate and there are no diseases that, that countdown
Mike,
in the 90s. If I make it to 90, I will have felt that that was a spectacularly long life.
This is great news. 30 years ago. Okay. Just think back 30 years ago. 80 was a pretty good run, right? 80 is, you say, life well lived. Well,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's going to be 30 years before you're 90. So by the time you're 90, it's going to be, you'll live to 100. People are living longer as time goes on.
Well, I mean, Carla's death has been
right
on
now,
my mind.
And crying.
What's that?
I said Carla's hearing this right now and crying.
Yeah, she looked at an actuarial
no, she's
table.
Prepared. She won't cry when I die.
No, she looked at an actuarial table. No, it's not it's the living that makes her cry.
Yeah, it's the time that you're going to be around.
She just doesn't have that chip. She didn't cry when we got engaged. She doesn't have that chip. She's just kind of like, oh, you've lived such a good life. I know. I'll look into her dead eyes, and that's
maybe she,
what's
when you
happen.
Asked her, she's like, "You're asking me now, when you've lost everything."
Yeah,
maybe that.
No,
was
she. You mean like when I die penniless?
No, when you.
No, engage, when you married,
you got engaged. Remember, she married
oh,
you.
Oh, she
you had
married
nothing.
Me right after the. Did I propose? I think I proposed when I had a job.
Well, you proposed that they not fire you, and that was a no.
Yeah.
And then you
we proposed
to her,
that.
And she said
that.
Yes.
Now, I knew I was getting fired when I... two things happened when I knew I was going to get fired.
Yeah.
Number one was Sam Rogers showing up 35 minutes late to
never forget.
What's that joint?
Good
what's
guy.
That joint we all
Arties.
Had?
Arties.
Arties.
Arties. Yes. Arties in Fairfax, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting on my ass... for 35 minutes, like, well, that's kind of an F you, and I don't have to worry about that dick. kept me waiting for that amount of times. And then Oscar told me when we were getting the axe.
Yeah,
Oscar
yeah.
gave me the
heads up.
Because Oscar was plugged in that way. Oscar was the networker, knew, likes to be in the...
In
and then
no.
you called me, I recall. And you know what, Mike? I can put it in place. I believe your engagement came after the firing because there was a party. that you had, an engagement party. And I remember when I RSVP'd, it was the first time I'd made you laugh in like 3 weeks. You picked up the phone and I said, "Hi, it's Rob Spiewak. We used to work together."
I remember that line. I remember that line. That was fantastic line. That was it's still funny today.
Yeah.
That's only been funny as my college buddy that I saw one time at a hockey game, and I walked him, he said, there, we're up in the cheap seats. I said, "Hey, how you doing?" He goes, "I'm between my first job." which was a great line. Where was I? I don't even know what I was talking about. I've been crazy doing new things for the show.
Carla was going, she heard that you're going to be around for another 40
years. That's right,
years.
Yeah, because she looked at a bad actuarial table. Yeah.
It was your
dad,
then it was death. And then yesterday when I read my father's obit and I got some very nice messages online, and it did get me. It's every 2 to 3 years now.
Cycle.
I'll have an anniversary of his death where I get sad. And sometimes it catches me by surprise.
Sure.
I thought I got it out of my system yesterday. And I'm watching The Blind Side. The Sandra Bullock
film.
Movie
great
about
film.
Michael Orr, the Ravens offensive tackle. And I'm beginning to blubber a little bit. And I'm like, I've never cried like this at this. And I'm like sitting there. Oh, it's that. Mm. I said, it's just everything emotional. And then when you do a breakdown of The Blind Side, that is a movie about white privilege, really, when you think about it.
Which character did you empathize with in that movie?
Is it not now, when you look at that movie, is it not so? Oh, you get that idea. There's a name for it. I don't think I know the name for it. When it's the white savior movie.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I don't want to speak out of school, though, and name a term that I'm not aware of. Like, I don't know exactly, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. There's a term for it. Yeah.
And in The Blind Side, it's
where the black guy gets rescued, like driving Miss Daisy. And we didn't realize until somebody identified it that these Hollywood movies always have this storyline to make white people feel good.
Yeah. Right.
And this is the class. Even though it's based
on a true story.
It's based on a true story.
Yes.
But they certainly make it out to be,
a documentary?
It's not a documentary. And he's out of the league now.
Yes. Right.
He got banged up and he's out of the league. But he's doing some good work. And I think a lot of people, I'm not alone, where I did a deep dive on Michael Orr. And he's got an app started where he's kind of helping people do what was done for him and all that. So anyway.
But it's a subtly told story with lots of careful.
Now, anything you have Tim McGraw as the dad,
good,
it's like a Lifetime movie.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I mean?
You were weeping at The Blind Side. What part got you?
His terrible situation.
Okay, gotcha.
His terrible situation, which is really sad at the beginning, and I'm sure based in a lot of reality that he bounced around from foster home to foster home. But I think the term that's used is white guilt.
Yes, thank you.
With all
nice
this,
pull.
But the thing,
have you
thing
been weepier also because of the pandemic? Do you think? Do you think that's that's not part of it?
No, I've been angrier because of the pandemic.
But that can bring weepy. Angry.
And I've been more hypocritical because of the pandemic.
Okay.
I'm the world's biggest hypocrite. If you followed a camera around, you heard this show, and then you followed me around and saw me go into a place after I've had too many cocktails, you go, "What are you doing? What are you doing there?" I'm lucky. I've dodged a few bullets.
Mike used to be Captain COVID, but he had a couple of Miller Lights in him, and it's, back to the old
school. But I said when I watched your 60 Minutes, that I said, that's it. We got to really redouble our efforts because that made me think that at the finish line would be, I can't even imagine what a tragedy that would be to snare
that to happen
and get
now.
Really,
yeah.
Get really
yeah.
Sick.
Oh, man.
And I feel again, I'm starting to feel that optimism again about the old COVID. I'm starting to feel like maybe they have their act together, starting to hear about drugstores being shipped these things, starting to think, okay, maybe it's, of course, on the map, they were shipped out to drugstores, not in our town. Not here, not in the great state of Florida. And by the way, Florida will be featured throughout the show today.
A theme?
You can enjoy that. But back to Oscar, okay?
Yes.
Because this is Oscar's segment
at
the front about Oscar and his family, his very complicated family, and everything that's being done for you. Are you okay, first of all? Are you?
Because
you have a little bit of resting bitch face.
I am great. No.
Do you believe him, Rob? Do you believe him?
He has no more RBH than normal.
It's a little more pronounced.
Yes, I think he looks fine. He's just ready to get to the audio vault, his favorite part of the show.
Yes, thank
That's
you.
All. He's excited.
My father is, he's a very kind man, but he's also been very diligent and respectful of his finances. Because when you come from nothing, you're scared of losing everything.
Right.
So much so that my brother found out, I can't believe I tell this stuff about my family. They're going to kill me one day. They're just going to kill me.
Hey, I do the same thing.
I probably shouldn't say this, but I'll say it. My brother calls me with a hot call a little after New Year's and says, hey, you know where Dad's will is and everything, right? I said, yeah. I was like, he showed me a few years ago. It's on Bolivian paper in his office.
What is Bolivian paper?
It's like
onion skin?
I know. I believe.
Is it made of leaves?
That in Bolivia, they still sell paper that has some sort of asbestos in it. So when he comes back from Bolivia, he's got a different type of paper on his little notepads that I don't see in the States.
Let me try to save you. Does the paper feel especially thick?
It feels like it's got a chemical residue on it for some reason.
Jesus.
Ew. Yes.
Well, wow. Maybe it is a good thing he's got his papers in order.
He might have bought his notepads at some sort of Bolivian outdoor bazaar, so it might be dusty paper, and that's why I look at it that
way. What does that have to do with your brother calling you, though?
Because he's asking me about it, and I said, yeah, it's on the Bolivian paper. Let me go look at it, right? And then I start reading it out to my brother, because my brother's probably the most tapped in on, like, estate, planning.
And yeah, because he's got some shekels. He's got some moolah.
The rest of us have never really had money, so we don't know what estate planning is, but he does.
Right.
And he probably doesn't want a big headache when my father buys the farm. So,
the last thing you want is a combination of grief and a headache.
If you speak Oscar, Rob, did you read between the lines right there?
How do you mean?
His brother is pretty tapped in, that he thinks about. Now, he said, but we're not. That means that I know his sister has money too, but he ignored that part because his sister doesn't worry about details.
No, she's in California, in sunny California.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But she's not.
No,
she doesn't sweat those details either, right?
No.
Well, because has she ever had to sweat details?
I don't, because I don't want my father to die. The only thing, I'm not thinking about my father dying. It's a sad thought, right? So I make jokes about it.
When your brother called, could you hear him licking his lips?
No.
What did he want you to check the will out for?
He wanted to make sure that it was notarized, everything was fine, and
everything was in order.
Yes.
Okay.
So my father worked for public health, so he has a pretty sizable pension, the 30 years he put in. And if you're lucky to have a pension, it's pretty amazing, right?
Sure.
So they don't make them like they used to these days.
Will your mother, if he predeceases her, would she get the pension? Would the pension continue to be?
She would only get it if my dad filled out the paperwork for her to get it.
Ah.
Yes.
And as long as he does that prior to his death, that's okay?
Correct.
What about the other family? Does the other family get the pension?
Why do you when I'm really trying to fucking move along the show and get this part, and you have to last word me, I swear to God, you make the top of my head explode. That's when I don't want a follow-up checky question.
All right.
I'm really trying to get, and then we can do all the shtick we want. I just want to get some pertinent information here.
Sorry.
Without every single thing I say with a follow-up question from Rob.
I apologize.
We'll get to that later.
Yes.
My father this past Sunday said, your brother's coming down. We have business to talk about. And at the dinner table, I said, yes, I've got my Amazon wish list for your estate. And he looked at me, not laughing, but concerned. And I said, Dad.
Can I stop you? Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. Now I'm doing what I say. But the question I was asking, because it got muddled
there. No problem.
She will. Had he filled out the paperwork for her to continue?
He had not. That was the red alert, the alarm that went off in my brother's world. So he called my father and said, Papa, how come you haven't filled out this paperwork for old mom to, be taken care of on the other side? He goes, well, for some reason, I don't feel like I'm going to die soon. But that's not the point, right? No one wants to die soon. It's just a matter of dealing with that. Mm-hmm. So my brother's coming down so we can throw him in the back of the car and drive him up to, World Health WHO headquarters and have him sign some papers. Just like the mob.
Oh, when's he coming down?
He's coming down February 19th.
So they have to, you have to take him to WHO to get it done? You can't do it?
He could do it remotely. It's just, but that's how I feel. Like we're strong arming my dad to realize that he has some sort of, life expectancy, and his expiration date's getting closer and closer.
Get in the back of the car. Yeah. Get in the back of the car.
All right. All right. That's what I wanted to know, Rob. That's what I wanted to find out.
Yeah. Yes.
So he didn't do it. He can do it.
Yes.
And when he goes, there will be a stream of income that will be there for your mother.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Very good. All right.
And my mom hasn't thought twice about this, and I really haven't either, because, again, sad thoughts. But for me, when you ask your youngest about, you know, these important matters, though I'm, you know, 42, he asked me, like, it's like a big deal. It's always been a big deal. Like, it's like something you don't really want to do with your family.
Brother?
My father asked me. Like, it's like we have a big meeting.
He acts like it's no big deal?
He acts like it's a big deal. I make it seem like it's not a big deal because I don't want to get sad about the whole situation.
Well, yeah, you sort of set the table for that.
Can you translate for me, Rob? I'm trying to figure out.
Is that this whole deal of getting the estate together, since it's largely been done because he's been taking care of it his whole life, essentially, as Oscar said, but this one added piece to it, he's assigning a lot of weight to it to the point where he called Oscar and Oscar's father said, there's going to be a meeting
this weekend. His father or both of you? My father called me.
My father called Oscar, and
he said, instead of just, your brother's coming into town so we can take care of some details, he stated it, we're going to have a meeting.
Like it's a big family meeting.
Yeah, like
it's a huge deal. So your father has taken this opportunity with your brother coming into town.
He was strong-armed by my brother, yes.
He was strong-armed to fill out this paperwork. The one question that pops into my mind was there ever the thought in the back of your mind that he hadn't filled out the paperwork because perhaps he'd filled it out for somebody else?
Well, Mike, I joke about it, but we shall find out, right? Because if all of a sudden the paperwork's been submitted already, we don't know.
Mike, this is how the conversation went. Papa, did you fill out the paperwork to put the pension in mom's name? And his father said, look at the clouds.
But that aside.
Yes.
And I'll give you, I'm 99% sure that's not the case, but I've been wrong in the past.
Sure.
And so I go into my phone and I'm like, Dad, I've made a list of the things I want from your estate. If we can get detailed, is there like a little comments list where things can go to people? And do you have a will, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Do you have a listed of what goes to like little Michael or is it all laid out? I don't know how these things work. Cause
you know, the little Michael part, yes, but probably very little, you know, specified.
I gotcha.
I mean, I'm really not sure.
It's understood in our house. The kids know which microphones they want each, and Julia gets the records, but Robert gets the jukebox.
Got it. Something along those lines, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So I asked my father, he said, what's on your list? What's on your list? And I said, well, if I may be so bold, I have been taking care of mom now since you've left us about a decade ago. So I feel like your desk is a beautiful wooden desk. I'd love that desk. It would remind me of you.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah,
that's fine.
And then I
you're
said,
okay
is it a Patek? What is it? What kind of watch is it a Patek Philippe or something like that?
Is that the name of the watch?
Yeah. Okay. I said, I would like that watch.
That's okay.
And then I said,
father's watch. That's a
nice thing. And I was like, and then you have that gold Rolex that you don't really wear that much. I would like that watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Mercedes, one of two you own is in the
Now you're getting a little greedy.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling him all this stuff.
Did the list end with and a house to keep them in?
No. Yeah. I was so detailed on the things because I know what my father values and cares about because he doesn't let you touch it, use it, run it. He doesn't let you do anything with it, and he just doesn't. So everything I named is things he loves and takes care of, like his techniques, like Bristol, a record player, everything. So I mentioned all of these things.
Okay.
And I thought he was going to like completely blow up because what I'm seeing on his face is like, you're just like, this is all I mean to you. I'm the money tree. Like all these things. Like,
really? Is that the way he's looking at
you? He's looking at me, right?
Right.
Because he's got this RBF, but concerned RBF.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And he says, at the end of the whole conversation, he's like, let me tell you something.
Oh boy.
If this is all you think about, I'm going to make sure I live till I'm 150.
Oh my God. Snap.
Yeah. Because Oscar, wow. What I would get, if I put myself in his place, yes. I'm not seeing it as greed.
Yes.
I'm seeing it more as calculating.
Oh, and it's, yeah.
And,
yeah,
it's,
yeah,
and
yeah.
That to me
yeah.
is worse than greed.
Well, that's the Oscar business side of sure. things.
No, I was
and
just
the
doing
planning.
Stick. Like, I was like, this is no big deal. People do estate plans all the time. I don't want to talk about this now. Like,
right.
This
right.
bad time.
Yeah, it was the exact same. I know that. I've been there.
What I mean?
I've lived it.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. No, Dad, I would. And towards the end, my dad was telling me, that's, by the way, that's when you know. I want you to have this. I want you to have a lot of people do that. And they should. They should give stuff to people. Carla wears a necklace from my mom that she cherishes, that she still has, and that she really, really loves. But that's when, you know, I think at 80 in good health, yeah, he feels like you're jumping the gun. All yeah,
but
yeah. I get that. Nobody wants to die.
Yeah, but okay. The world really needs
this?
Two watches.
You get a call from Catherine when you're 80.
Yes. Yeah.
And then she calls a family meeting. So it's Catherine, it's Elizabeth, it's Michael. And they're right. all there, and you're still spry, and you're moving along, and somehow you've beat every ailment known to man.
Michael's 26.
And
it's funny to think about.
And they're strong-arming you to update your will for detail, so there are no fights.
Yeah.
How are you going to feel?
Right. Bad.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Inevitable.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
at 90, you'd feel the same way. I get it.
Yeah, but
so
if
what the
healthy,
hell is Jose doing with pushing with all this? Come on.
Well, I think that my brother is where he is in life because he's willing to do the tough things and the uncomfortable
absolutely.
Things, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I appreciate that. So at that point, when my dad gave me the whole, like, I'm going to outlive you, son, because you're a greedy little bastard, I said, Dad, this joke has gone awry. I was like, let's talk about Jose. Like, why is he pushing you into doing all these things? I don't know.
Excellent deflection.
So you were doing shtick with
yes,
him.
Yes. I was just doing shtick. Just shtick. I don't want anything for him.
Did you think when he was telling
alive.
Us that he was doing shtick, Rob? I didn't know.
I thought
he was
pretty
shtick.
Serious, and I think it landed on us the way it landed on his pop. It's like,
right.
okay.
I would live to 150, you bastard. You greedy bastard right now.
I see you have given this much time and thought.
Does he get that you were joking? Did he smile at all or
he
laugh
He does.
About
I said, the
what?
Only reason I know about all this stuff is because we were never allowed to touch it when we were kids. We were never allowed to do things to your stuff when we were kids. And every time something happened, you'd ask us if we've touched your stuff. Like, I know you care about your stuff and it's your stuff.
Don't touch his stuff,
I'm fine
Oscar.
With that. I was like, Dad, I don't care about your estate. Like, I appreciate everything you've done for us. And all I care about is mom being taken care of, and I think that's what Jose needs to do, but I think he's being pushy about it. So I threw my brother on the bus.
Good. Good. Well, that's and yeah. then maybe when it really does come. Did you have your family meeting yet?
No, it's going to be on the 19th, and there is no detail in his will. It's just, man, I'm really giving up all the detail. Oh, Jesus.
All right.
And it comes a little, I guess, tenuous if you really look at it, because My father owns a place in Argentina. They have a home in Bolivia. So it's like, it's going to be complicated.
Have you right? been to the so, place in Argentina?
Yes, it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Remote broadcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would
we'll
that be awkward,
back.
Though? Because he'd not want us to, like, soil the place or anything.
You could do a broadcast, so you just can't touch his record player.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't
right.
touch
Is
his
it a
stuff.
Nice joint down in Argentina?
Yeah, it's nice, but it's also in Argentina. Like it's
yeah,
like,
but I mean, Argentina is
yeah,
a cool place to visit. People go on
I
vacations
did.
There.
One time, it was awesome, and then
really,
came back.
So you liked it?
How old were
I
you?
I loved it
when you went.
I was 23.
A good Argentinian.
So
age.
Where yeah. does this stand right now?
He's
where does
still
everything
alive.
Stand? Thank you, thank you, thank
He's
you.
Still alive.
And, but he will. He knows that to continue. The thing I would think that would be the most important
yeah.
would be if there is a pension, a lifetime pension.
Yeah, can you imagine? I don't even know where you'd find
spouse.
One these days for something like that. It's crazy.
That's very rare.
Yeah.
It's very rare for anybody to get a pension while they're living, much less
mm-hmm.
one that transfers over to the spouse.
Yes.
You know, and is your mom aware of this pension?
My mom. Oh, this is a quick sidebar. Same day, same conversation. My dad, my mom swears my dad's trying to sell the house from underneath her to put her in Leisure World. And this has been going on for 2 years. And
to put her in Leisure World?
Yeah, because why does she need that big house? Because
he's traveling the world,
right?
Right.
And
he's trying to sell the only house without her knowledge.
So this has been going an ongoing bit for like maybe a decade since
she
left us.
Any proof? Does she cite examples of what he's doing? Or is it just sort of a gaslight paranoia?
Oscar, there was someone that drove by the house again with binoculars.
You tell me.
Yes.
Because my father this past week went to go visit his friend at Leisure World and came back with a bunch of pamphlets and then was giving Shannon and I the big sell on, like, I finally got a chance to visit so-and-so, Dr. So-and-so in Leisure World. Did you know that they have X, X, and X? And then he's, and then for $800, you get access to the Olympic size pool, spa. Like, he's laying it all out. Like, he's selling us a condo.
There is a man-made lake with a fountain inside.
And, do you think he maybe wants to move in there?
No, he wants to move my mom in there. And I hear from the corner of the kitchen, maybe like, I would say 20 yards away. Cuando estoy muerta! Which means, when I'm dead, I'll go to Leisure World.
So he wants to go back to South America.
Oh, yeah. He got
when
the vaccine.
When it's time for him to go to the happy
hunting
ground.
The vaccine and planned his trip. Like, he got that shot, and then next thing, he's on orbits. Like, that's what he does. So the reason
this is the equivalent of putting your mom in a dog crate. He knows he can go out. She is crate trained. He can go to La Paz and just crate her.
Your mom does not want to go to an assisted living facility.
No, she doesn't. Her entire life, that's all. She just wants to live in her house. I remember at one point.
When I'm dead,
you put me there. So,
you know, I just would hope that when your mom gets a little older, if she was, you know, in need of having some help, there would be some relative that would be able to move into the house to take care of her.
I move into Olney right now. I have no holdups on living with my mom. Mm-hmm. You know who
doesn't?
You ever
talked about it with her?
I guess. She said, come on over. But old city kitty says no.
Okay. Shannon. All right.
City kitty, Mike.
Can't imagine why she doesn't want to move in with your mother. Oh, God.
It's a big house.
I can't imagine why. I mean, you know.
She just watches her stories in her room. We'd never see her.
Okay. No, yeah. It's complicated. Is there anything?
Oh, my God.
Shannon has to continue her Carrie Bradshaw life.
So the outlier is, is my brother says, hey, you know those jokes you make on your show, like basically demeaning our show about dad having multiple families? He goes, what are the odds when we have that Zoom funeral and it's international that like a few brothers and sisters pop up? And I said, I said, I hadn't really talked about this with you or anybody else for the guys on the show. And I said, he did come through like 3 years ago with a cousin of ours that was at Ohio State University. And I eyeballed him. He didn't look nothing like dad. So I think we might be okay.
Wow. Yeah. But there is that question mark.
Can you imagine? Mark. Like, why would you put your family through that? Like, it's like a traveling salesman, but he's an epidemiologist. He does so good for the world. So much good, right?
Right.
That it's like you just, but inside his interpersonal life, you wonder what's going on.
You wonder what's
on
going
there?
On.
What's going on down there?
Any family, and before we're done with this, any family member in all these years ever decide to maybe just hop on a plane to go down and surprise him?
A pop in.
Oh, you know, just, God. I mean, I know it's a long way to go for a pop in.
Like a secret shopper for a store, but you're shopping for your family.
Exactly.
You know, you're just going down to see. All right, let's follow him for a couple of days.
Yeah.
See what's good. Or hire a Bolivian PI.
My brother went down there. He said everything looked good. He went down there 3 years ago. My mom was there. But it's like,
mom was there. He's not going to live as, you know.
That's true.
That's why you need to do El Poppin. It needs to be a surprise. Yeah.
All right. El Poppin. I like it. Look, El Poppin, new year, when the vaccine's in play and everybody's healthy, I'm going down for the El Poppin.
Really?
Yeah. The El Poppin.
Going to go down there?
Bring a Comrex.
Yeah. No days off on this show. That's it. Start the show. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Murder, revenge, and passionate intrigue. Vernon Lisi stars in the Los Angeles television premiere of Love, Hate, and Dishonor. Saturday at 9 on KHJ TV9.
Gina, the face in the misty light.
Hello, Mr. Schwartz.
I have a meeting with a very handsome cowboy man.
He's waiting for you in the bar.
Since I just finished watching a Rick Dalton f***ing film festival, I think I know who you are. Put it there.
Well, it's my pleasure, Mr. Schwartz, and thank you for taking an interest.
Schwartz, not Schwartz.
God damn it, the hell. I'm sorry about that. My pleasure, Mr. Schwartz.
Call me Marvin.
Call me Rick.
Rick? Yeah. Oh, is that your son?
No, that's my stunt double, Cliff Booth. Yeah.
Good to meet you.
We've worked together since the last two seasons of Bounty Law. Yeah. My car's in the shop. So he gave me a ride.
That's a big f***ing lie. Rick got his driver's license taken away for too many drunk driving tickets. Cliff drives him everywhere now.
That sounds like a good friend.
I try.
I want to send you greetings from my wife, Mary Alice Schwartz.
Oh, well, that's nice.
We had a Rick Dalton double feature in our screening room last night.
That's both flattering and embarrassing. I hope the Rick Dalton double feature wasn't too painful for you and the missus.
Oh, no. Painful stuff. Anyway, she goes to bed. I open up a box of Havanas. I light up. I pour myself a cognac. And I watch the 14 fists of McCluskey. What a picture. What a picture.
Good picture, yeah.
That is so much fun. All the shooting. I love that stuff, you know, the killing.
A lot of killing. A lot of killing.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You know, when I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood for the 40th time,
yep.
I will tell you that there's a cameo that's just fantastic. You know, you get Al Pacino to come in and play an agent. Pretty darn good. And really, he's so brilliant.
You know, the hardest thing about that, when I pull a tape from that movie, and I've pulled three or four of them for the show opens, it's hard to bail after 7 minutes. You say, I'm just going to watch a little more. I'm just going to watch a little more. And before you know it, you go from the first 7 minutes of the movie to Bruce Dern in bed, and you've wasted an entire afternoon.
Quirky Quentin Tarantino is, there's a reason he's in my top five right now. You know, when even the little details, tiny details he puts in his movies. You know that young lady at Spahn Ranch got direction when she said, sleeping. He's sleeping now, which is the way, it's just, I love it. I love that movie. Anyway, we are from Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show. Loyal Legion of listeners, glad to have you with us today. Buena Park, California, North Kingstown, Rhode Island, Bartlett, Tennessee, Pickering, Ontario, Canada. And Kennedy and Hartford, Virginia, and Dundalk, Ireland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. Mortgage interest rates are almost exactly a full percent lower today than they were a year ago. That's right. Rates are still at a 50-year low. And if you have a 3.25% or higher mortgage, you need to take advantage of this massive refinance wave before it comes to a screeching halt. Nobody knows. Nobody can really predict when that's going to happen. So really take advantage. Other companies quote window rates to get you interested without telling you about their junk fees and points. Jerks. Call the only company that I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221, or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone is celebrating their 20th year in business with a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. They offer all the loan products, including no closing cost options and the absolute lowest interest rates guaranteed. These rates will not be this low forever, and with the uncertainty of a new administration, you need to call now. Call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221, or cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing. Should we do the mailbag? Should we get that out of the way?
We can do that, absolutely.
We got a lot of letters. Letters. We have letters. I'm totally confused, by the way, after Oscar's little explanation there. But it sounds like they're going to sit down and figure out who gets
what.
We're
a foreign family with possible other families. We got to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, and you actually are going to go over to the World Health Organization to have him.
Told my brother, I said, what if the documents aren't online? And he said, we'll drive him there.
Sign the papers, old man.
Jose's getting it done, right? And nose to the grindstone on this particular
thing. I'll go to Costco and drop off bulk cereal for mom all day. Like, if you want to take care of that, I'm good.
Okay, good. Bulk cereal. Does she have a cereal of choice that she enjoys?
My mom is a Special K woman, and it's very boring, but, it's what they rock with.
Yeah, delicious. Now, tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, but it's really Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Hello to my brothers from several mothers. I just heard about Mike getting the shot for plantar fasciitis. I can relate. I was at the podiatrist, and he told me that this would be a very painful shot. I prepared myself as Mike did, but what turned out to be the worst part was when I heard a small girl crying in the next room over and... Hold on.
The next room over.
But what turned out to be the worst part was when I heard a small girl crying in the next room over, and I heard the doctor tell her, oh, it's not so bad. It's nothing like what the guy in the next room is going to get.
Oh, no.
At that point, I was very nervous, to say the least. I would assume these shots may indeed offer excruciating pain to people, so that's why they warn you.
Yes.
So the doctor comes in, sprays the back of my heel with a freezing solution, and then inserts what feels like a 10-penny nail into my foot.
Oh,
I couldn't help but involuntarily blurt out, mother effer.
I hope the girl was still in the next room.
Yeah.
I've had about 30 different cortisone shots in multiple joints, but that was by far the worst. I do have to say, though, that was about 10 years ago, and I haven't had any pain since. I hope so. It worked for me.
That's good.
So,
How long are they supposed to last? I didn't know it was 10 years.
You know, I didn't ask my guy that, but so far, so good. So, knock on wood.
Great news.
Love you guys. Mike Wilson of Antelope, California. So that's good, Mike. I appreciate that. And no pain since is always a good thing. Hey, guys, quick question. What is the closing song that you guys have been using on the show over the years? Is it Earth, Wind, and Fire? Yes, it is. A song called In the Stone by Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's fantastic. And hope you enjoyed that because it's going to be updated soon.
Yes.
I don't care about telling people that. Very, very exciting. Thank you, Grady. I know this is going to be late, and I should have submitted this earlier, but I hope you can squeeze it in. January 29th was my daughter's 6th birthday. Great age. It would be extra special if she could get a brief shout out. Her name is Charlie, probably subconsciously inspired by TMOS. And I hope not.
Charlie with a Y, Mike. It's almost spelled right.
My wife is half Puerto Rican, so I guess this makes my daughter a Puerto Rican. I don't know if that's it. It's his wife, so I don't know if that's
it's not
questionable.
Racist, Mike.
It's just it's mathematics.
Thanks, Brian Richard Madej. And for Charlie. Hi, Charlie. Happy birthday.
Hi, Charlie.
Charlie.
We love you, Charlie. Next letter says, I would like to put a birthday wish to my father, Ken Cooper, into the mailbag. Well, you have. I haven't gotten to see all that much of him since his last birthday, but we're always shocked at how long each other's hair has become when we do get the chance to see each other. Is that a pandemic
that's sweet
thing?
Yeah, yeah, most people don't cut their hair around here because of the pandemic.
I get a lot of people down here that haven't done it, too. A lot of mullets down here.
Well, that was before the pandemic, too.
It is
snowy
Florida.
White mullet. Well, yeah, I mean outside. Oh, by the way, see, I told you. That's another Florida reference.
Yeah,
so
it's a
stay
thread
tuned.
Today, yeah.
Yeah.
I have mine up in a ponytail these days.
Nice.
And even though he makes fun of me for it, I know it's a matter of when and not if he goes for the ponytail himself. Well, isn't that nice? I love you, Dad.
That's sweet.
I'm sorry, probably not what he wanted. Here's to you a year of exciting new experiences. Love, John Cooper.
Do you think
the dad
that
is Ken Cooper?
Ken Cooper enjoys fruit fritters.
Ken Cooper and John Cooper. Hope if you're on the road down to the beach sometime in Maryland, you stop by a fabulous restaurant with a great confection known as a fruit fritter.
Fruit fritter
at the Whitehall Inn.
No longer open.
It's a bacon lot. Hi, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. I just finished listening to the show from the day after Joe Biden's inauguration. I was the announcer for the inauguration.
Ooh.
Wow.
And I am also a member of the U.S. Navy Band. In that, I love we got another person
this
here.
Is
this
great.
Is so cool. Mm-hmm. In that capacity, I work pretty closely with the president's own United States Marine Band.
Wow.
Headed up by my friend Colonel Michael Colburn back in the day. I thought you'd find it interesting that Lady Gaga had her dress custom made to complement the Marine Band uniform. I had heard that, and I think that's why, even though I mocked it a little bit, it was
interesting.
Yeah, you made
a lot of fun of it.
Oh, we made sport. It was all, just, you know.
She is an absolute professional and was extremely kind and complimentary of the musicians. Hope you all are well, very respectfully. Courtney Williams. Well, congratulations, and I'm going to go back and see if I can hear some of your PA work.
He's got a high, squeaky, nasally voice.
He or she?
It's he, and it's actually like the voice of God. If you hear his voice on the inauguration, it's like, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a male court.
It is. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, very good.
That's cool.
Next letter says, help, I need your recommendation for an affordable record player. I've used a Crossley for... Is that something I don't know?
Oh, Crossley is a horrible... It destroys your vinyl. It's a horrible thing.
It sucks. Please save me from myself and tell me what to buy. XXXOOO Brian LaManna. Editor's note. Please access Walmart.com through MikeOmeraShow.com and purchase an Audio-Technica ATLP-140 and two powered speakers. Thank you and goodbye. That's from Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, so that's the model you have. That's the one I got you. It's a great, great record player.
Are you still into your vinyl? Whoa.
Oh, no? Gone?
I broke it.
How?
Moving.
Okay, so it wasn't like in a fit of rage.
No.
Like you say, oh, this goddamn Perry Como LP. Bam!
No, and I didn't play as many records as I thought I would.
How many records is as many? How many do you think you actually played on that thing?
Over the years?
No, yeah.
10.
Worth it.
I just didn't like it as much as I thought I would. I was on a kick for a while.
You know, you did more than 10, and I'll tell you why. Because you were hot around Christmas time. You were playing Christmas music. You played a lot.
Yeah,
but I'd say secular music, probably not a lot.
Yeah. I want to turn the piece of furniture we got for the turntable into a bar.
Now we turned it into a bar.
The booze is in it now where the vinyl was.
Got it.
But Carla won't let me move it out into the main area. She wants to hide it. Said it makes me look like an alky. I'm like, yep. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, I am writing you from the parking lot of a Wegmans, having just shopped there. It's not my usual store, but they had something in particular that my wife wanted. I would like to say now in full confidence, F Wegmans.
Yes!
Whoa!
The layout is horrible, true. The selection sucks, and they no longer carry the one thing I went there for. I'm not a Rob mobber by any means, but I have to side with him on this one. I was so pissed that my head was smoking as I checked out. It took everything I had not to eviscerate the poor checkout girl who asked if I found everything okay.
I have been in that situation. Yeah. I went there for a particular tomato product that I called and they said they had, and they did not have it. And when I checked out, the lady said, did you find everything okay? And I went, no! And then Julia walked away. She was very embarrassed.
You believe that? They didn't have ketchup.
That's right.
I'm now going to listen to a bonus show to make me laugh and forget my horrible experience.
Yes.
Love you guys and all that you do. Once again, F. Wegmans. Thank you, Mike Fletcher.
Thank you. That's good.
Fletchers are funny people. I know a lot of Fletchers.
Fletcher?
The actual product, Mike, was passata. It's a tomato, almost like a tomato paste or in a sauce form.
What do you do? Oh, you put it in. What do you put a passata in?
Passata is really important if you're making a marinara sauce, or it makes the best pizza sauce as well.
Ooh.
Ah, very good. Passata. It's delicious.
Thank you. He broke his record player, Oscar.
Yes.
Says, gentlemen, after many trips to Japan, I recently went full bidet.
Ah!
I bought a Toto with heated seat, charcoal fart fan. Gross.
Good man.
So gross. And heated water.
Ah.
It's a game changer. After you use one for a few weeks, you will look down on the bidetless, the unwashed, the unsanitary population. But remember, don't press the lady button.
Oh.
What the hell is that? God.
Mike, actually, I Googled Toto.
Yes.
And when you get past all the Wizard of Oz stuff, they make some pretty substantial-looking units.
Really?
They're the built-in kind. It's not like the... What was yours, the butler?
No, I got a Toto also. I got the Africa.
Oh, you've seen the range.
I was gonna get the cheap one, the Rosanna.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I got the...
That definitely has a lady butt.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we have to take a break. Thank you for all this. Send the cards and letters to Rob with two Bs at MikeOmeraShow.com. We surely appreciate that. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Introducing DermGlow Skin, the amazing skincare line from Carla O'Mara that's helping people look and feel better about their face. And now there's something new from DermGlow Skin. Introducing Mike's Package. A skincare routine that'll make your skin feel and look spectacular. Mike's Package includes a cleansing repair bar, timeless face oil moisturizer, SPF 30 protective lotion, and exfoliating citrus scrub. And Mike's Package comes in two sizes you can choose from. The little size package contains travel size products for when you're on the go. And the big package has all of your full size facial care essentials that'll make your face sing. Get these incredible products at DermGlowSkin.com and call Carla for a free skincare consultation at 239-247-4036. That's DermGlowSkin.com, 239-247-4036. DermGlow Skin, that's DermGlowSkin.com. Feel better about yourself today. That's what
makes you beautiful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. You know that Liquid IV can hydrate you, but can also get you going and keep you going.
Yes.
Just try Liquid IV's Energy Multiplier. Half of Americans report that they struggle with daily fatigue, but with Liquid IV Energy Multiplier, the struggle is over. Mix it in a bottle of water, and one Liquid IV Energy Multiplier is like drinking two cups of coffee. It's an all-natural option for a sustained energy boost throughout the day. It tastes like lemon ginger, and it's delicious.
Great.
Plus, Liquid IV has donated over 10 million servings globally and over 4 million products to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active U.S. military. Liquid IV is changing the world for the better. Grab your Liquid IV Energy Multiplier in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Start fueling your adventures today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. I have mentioned in passing on this particular show that my neighbors across the street greeted us when we moved into this neighborhood in a very friendly way, got okay. their names and everything. And shortly thereafter, maybe within 2 weeks, we had parked our car out in front of our house and had one car in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the lady standing out and giving us kind of a hard time, kind of nasty about where we parked our car, warning us that they could hit it or something like that, blah, blah, blah.
What type of car do they drive? If you don't, just
they get an SUV, some kind of SUV.
Is it a snowplow?
It's not a snowplow.
Okay,
it's not anybody
checking.
That got hit by a snowplow.
Okay,
but this particular issue has been we've been mindful of it, mm-hmm. and tried not to do that. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, you will have a car out there when you're moving cars around, or a workman shows up, or the babysitter shows mm-hmm. to come by when we're going out. But
she'll
I will
park
tell you,
there, no big deal,
right? But the attitude after that exchange was very strange and very borderline unfriendly, hostile. Where I'm talking about no waves, no greetings, no nothing. I wave at the husband occasionally. I force a wave on the wife. But it's weird.
Yeah.
It's just different. And we were informed that the neighbors across the street that are next door to them, that they have had issues with them as well. So mm-hmm. that has happened occasionally.
Is it cultural?
What are they? No.
Very, very,
okay.
Very, very tactfully phrased, Oscar.
Oh, yeah. I just don't know. Maybe it's a language barrier or something.
Sure. No, there's no, no.
No, I wasn't thinking that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, there is not. So, it is a minor annoyance. You do not have to love all the people that live near you. And it's not anything where we've had any real conflict at all. It's just a little disconcerting every time you experience it. Mm-hmm. And we kind of go, well, there they are. What's the deal? And we're really not happy with it, because it's all the time. You see them a lot. They're always there.
Mm-hmm. When you don't get along with your neighbors, or you don't have a friendly neighborly vibe, it's the one thing that could have been avoided, just even by sheer, let's fake it while we see them. On both sides.
Yeah, politeness. Yes. Politeness,
yes,
would be the roof. And
that's
what lacks. If there was even a modicum of polite, but there isn't. And now, for example, our neighbors, next door neighbors over here, we could not have nicer folks. We don't see them all the time, but when we do, we have a very pleasant exchange. We've had multiple discussions when they've had their roof done and when we've had landscaping done. It's something. So there have been, and it's always pleasant. It's always very polite and very civil.
May
so
I ask a question that'll help me gauge it? Because I've got neighbors that, you know, up and down the street, and I have ones that I will wave to and ones that I won't. Would you wave to the people across the street if you're driving by?
Driving by, not necessarily, but I wave when I see them in their driveway and I'm facing them. I did for a while skip it because I got so tired of not being extreme. Yeah. But it's I wave now, and it's just weird.
The most awkward
it's just
wave
a weird vibe.
For neighbors is when you wave, and they don't wave back, and you swear they didn't see you, but then they look at you and they don't wave back. That's terrible.
Yeah, it makes you feel one inch tall.
Let me ask a question, because this is what happened last week. Do you think that the neighbors would be capable? People that have had run-ins with other people, run-ins with us, not run-ins, but not just a moment where they said, we need you to move your car. I didn't even think twice about it.
Right.
But have not been what I would describe as neighborly, could possibly do what happened last week that we're theorizing. Last week, the fire department came to our door. There was an actual fire truck out in the street, knocked on our door, and informed us that one of our cars was blocking the fire hydrant.
Jeez.
When you opened the door and you saw a surprise.
Carla did. Carla dealt with the fire department.
And she saw the fire. Did she assume it was a strippogram?
Come on.
She saw the truck.
Oh, the truck. Well, maybe it was a really high line.
Truck or the car. Hey, Carla, are you here?
Maybe it was.
No, she's
old working. Dirk sent it over.
So I'm
sending you a present.
Hey. Did you enjoy it? I got someone to look like me.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
That raincoat.
So, anyway, I've been thinking about it ever since.
They knocked you out.
I have hesitated to say, did you guys really call the fire department on us? Because that, to me, would be
phrase it in a way. You say, you know what? He said, the fire department came by, and I'm going to make sure that I don't park by the hydrant anymore. How do you suppose that happened?
Yeah, you're good at passive aggressive. If I got that, that's a great way of doing it. Fire department came. Did the fire department come by your house? They came by my house.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
what did Carla say? What did Carla say?
Carla mentioned it, and Carla's really good at... Carla will not like people for a long time, but she's not a revenge person.
You're a
like
dork.
I am.
Yeah, she's called me.
She's
a dork.
Not a revenge person. You know what I mean?
And that's, she is somebody that's where that you excel, though. You're grudgy.
Yeah, I'm grudgy.
Yeah,
I'm
grudgy. You're the grudge.
Yeah. But I also. What do you mean? I'm the grudge?
I mean, you'll hold it. You will hold it.
The grudge. Yeah, I don't think
it's really bad.
I don't think it's really been wrong. Yes, Sam Rogers.
You made me wait 30 minutes.
35.
Yeah. It's gnawing at me. It's gnawing at me a little bit, so I have no idea, but I think
this
it was
is what
them.
You gotta do.
Yeah.
So is there any within your little cul-de-sac, is there another chunk of land you could park from maybe in front of their home with no fire?
Well, I have to park in front of my other neighbor's home, and there's never a peep when we've done
that. Yeah, but can you park in front of their home? Can you park in front of their home? Could you park in front of their home and not be in front of a fire hydrant?
Yes.
Aha.
That's your solution.
There's a reason that I bring these things to the show.
Right.
There is a reason that I bring these things. Hey, don't park over here. Park across the street.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
What are they going to say then?
Yeah.
Can you move your car in front of your own house?
I can't. I'm doing it.
After the show.
Yeah, I tried to do it.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing it today. I'm
fire
doing
department
it today.
Came. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love this. Yeah. I love this more than anything in the world. That's fantastic.
Tell the nanny to park there.
Yeah.
Yes, siree. Everybody park there. Yes. Come on over.
Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. That's absolutely true. That's no problem. Move it in at night when it's not supposed to be on the street.
Done bingo and bango. Done.
You can leave that every day.
And just for
every
fun,
day
Mike,
for a week.
Pour a little antifreeze under your car. Make it look like it's leaking.
Oh, my God, that's a great idea. I cannot believe how excited I am. I didn't say, I do this for your entertainment, people. I do not do this for ideas. Oscar, I'm giving you a gold star today.
Good job.
That is fantastic. Oscar gets the first ta-da, our new ta-da that we have. That's it.
That's got to feel
dead.
Good.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more on the Michael Mara Show. Yes, I'm great. Let me know.
Hello, it's me, Bill. Did you see me at the inauguration? A lot of people said I looked old. Some people even thought I fell asleep. I must tell you emphatically, this is not true. In fact, I only had shut my eyes to concentrate on the TMOS Shopping Center. With Valentine's Day coming up, the TMOS Shopping Center is the best way to shop at Target and Walmart while supporting your favorite podcast. Just click on the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Buy chocolates, jewelry, oils, stimulating creams, under things, even bedroom novelties. And you can have them delivered anywhere you want, because maybe you don't want your wife to see them. Who knows? The choice is yours. This February 14th will be the best ever thanks to the TMOA Shopping Center. And remember, Valentine's Day is the only VD that I pay attention to. Hello, how are you?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Boredom. Oh, it can strike at any time, which is why you need to keep boredom's worst nightmare with you at all times. I am talking about Best Fiends, the top-rated mobile puzzle adventure game. With Best Fiends on your phone, boredom doesn't stand a chance. Low light reading, I'm getting blinder. Best Fiends has thousands of levels plus new content added all the time, so you never run out of entertainment. You don't have to be a hardcore gamer to love this casual game. It's made for adults, but fun for all ages, unless you hate fun. Does anybody hate fun?
Fun's the best thing to have, fun. Mike. I'm on level 2183 right now.
Oh, my God.
Festival of Fiends, and of course you got to defeat the slugs, but you know what they've entered in, Mike? Get the flower pots. You got to get 30 flower pots.
Wow.
Yes.
That's all right. Best Fiends is the binge-worthy mobile puzzle game that's free to download.
I love it.
More levels, events, and challenges are added all the time. Rob, as he mentioned, is all in. No Wi-Fi, no worries. You don't even need an internet connection for Best Fiends.
No.
Download the Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. F-I-E-N-D-S. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. All right, let me see. We don't have much time here, so I guess I will give you another great movie, Recco, because I've been on a roll lately. This one is, I think her name is Sarah Paulson. She was in Nurse Ratched.
Yeah, and also American Horror Story, right?
American Horror Story.
I said that wrong, American Horror Story.
it's for the Hulu. You got the Hulu?
Hulu!
If anybody's
Hulu.
Got the Hulu out there.
Hulu. Yeah.
Little movie called Run. I'm not going to tell you anything about it. Because, and I think it's been out for a little while.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but it's called Run. And, let me just say this. Sometimes you can have a plot that is very, very easy to understand. I don't want to say predictable, but yes, it's probably a little predictable, but at the same time, executed so well that it doesn't matter. And I love movies like that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with formulaic. I mean, formulaic
works.
It's
formulaic to a degree, but at the same time, they hit it out of the park. And I don't know the other actress's name that's in the movie with Sarah Paulson, but she is fantastic. And if you like that borderline Silence of the Lambsy kind of thing.
So it's scary.
It's definitely got a little scare factor
to it. There's a chair that goes up and down the stairs in this movie, apparently.
There, the Oscar has just tipped a hand.
You mean like for an old person?
Or for a person that's infirmed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not tipping the hand here. The daughter is infirmed, and it's the story of the mother and the daughter. And let me tell you. It's a nice little escape. It is a nice little escape that I think you will truly enjoy if you check into this.
I think the daughter, movie. Mike, is played by Kira Allen. She plays Chloe.
You know what? There's so much out there, and Chloe's fantastic.
I've never even heard of this movie. This
Me
looks
neither.
Like a real like motion picture.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's great. It's a lot. Wow. It's a nice little break. You know, I'm burning through the Netflix stuff a little too fast, and I don't like Bridgerton. I do.
I watched Shannon watch it.
Yeah, I had to watch it.
It's not for us, Mike. It's not for
us.
No, it isn't.
It's just
looking show. Really good looking show. But I mean,
get the impression it's kind of like they're trying to hip up the old school Jane Austen British royalty thing, and that's not my bag. I like it more when they're trying to make it more realistic. That's what I like.
So you want to see bad teeth?
I want to see bad teeth. Like, for, yeah, you know what? Great example. Yeah, John Adams. All right.
Oh,
yes.
Fantastic.
John Adams with their horrible, rotten teeth.
You know what? That's funny you would bring that up, because that's when Carrie is like four episodes into Bridgerton, and I'm just like, we're still watching this. This isn't over yet. And I said, you know what? It's really good to look at, but so was John Adams. John Adams was a beautiful show that was good to watch. I actually compared the two shows. They have a similar look because of their intense period flavor, but John Adams, it had something to say. Bridgerton is very, you know what Bridgerton is? Very la-la.
Well, too many pretty people.
A lot
too
of
many
pretty
people. That's what I don't like. I think if you're going to go, I think people were ugly back in
if
the day.
If you really want to be, take a deeper dive, when you're watching it, well, I watch it because Shannon watches it, and sometimes it's fine. And then I pull up what I like to call a Mike O'Mara, is I look up the actresses in the show, and I'm like, all right, like, you know, like, what have they done? Like, is this a new, is this more like Felicity?
What do they look like shows? On the red carpet?
Yeah. And then your wife catches you, and she's like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I was just doing a little research on the show, but she knows I'm a pervert, so I had to close the iPad and move on with the
Understood.
Life.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have done that more times than when I get caught. It's very, very, very embarrassing. and it's also, to be honest with you, why I'm still a card-carrying member of the TMOS Pinup Appreciation Society.
You should go.
And for some of you guys, can I just say, really, the ass is not that special.
Oh, you're not an ass man. Yeah,
well, not an ass. Not an ass.
He doesn't have the license
size,
plate.
The size of Georgia. Thank you very much. You know what I mean? I don't. Not my. You know, I don't like that. It's not my. It's
there
not
is
my
a
cup
certain.
Of tea.
You know, as today's show has a theme of Florida, the Pinup Society page does have a theme sometimes.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, those.
Well,
I mean, I think there's a group
days.
Of people up
it's
there
like, that's
that likes
popular.
Really? Is that really popular?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah. I'm still a Rooney Mara guy. You know. I mean, that's a. You know, or Kate Mara, the whole Mara clan.
We'll take any Mara.
I would.
How about the guy that owned the Giants?
There's a little window into my soul. The girl with the dragon tattoo?
Yes.
You know, he's got the weird hair, the piercings and all that. Oh, I'm sorry. That's fine with me. Mm. Oh, all that stuff.
Seems like a liability.
All day.
There's a part of me, I don't talk about this a lot, that is quite fond of the sleeve of tattoos as well. I've never told you that about myself.
Really?
I'm okay with that. I'm really okay with that. You know?
I think it's, look, there's a sex appeal to it. It is sexy. It just depends if you can take her home, you know?
I don't like tattoos.
Thank you. All right, I believe we have now probably cemented the fact that we're all in trouble, so we can take a break. That's it. That's good. Very happy about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kate Mara, who was featured in a lot of feature films, but also House of Cards.
That's right.
As the Kevin Spacey love interest.
Didn't she have a bad ride on the Metro Rail?
Yes, she did.
Haven't we all, though, at some point?
Yeah, but she never got to use the fare card going out.
Can't get your ticket punched if you're going to land up on the track. Anyway, we'll take a break. Oh, Kevin, you pervert.
Bad guy.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun news you may not need right here on the Mike. Speaking of tattoos, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Rachel Riddell.
And I'm Samantha Riddell.
You know, our father is Twitch from the Mike O'Mara Show. We've known Uncle Mike our entire lives. Dad played keyboards in Mike's DJ band. He sold advertising for the show and worked behind the scenes on the podcast. Nowadays, Dad makes fruitcakes and works into the night producing promos for TMOS. Our dad doesn't do all this because he loves Mike O'Mara. Dad lost a big Super Bowl bet to Mike back in 2014 and is still trying to pay it off. For a limited time, $1 from every TMOS bonus show subscription will go towards paying Mike off so we can have our daddy back. Won't you please help us? Subscribe to the TMOS bonus show and help set our father free.
Sometimes I can still hear his voice.
Guys, I'm right here.
We love you, daddy.
Oh, the Riddell girls, I love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. People love to offer advice about how to eat. Yeah, look, you got to do the right thing, and that's why Noom is so important. It's based in psychology. Noom teaches you how to eat because you don't need rules to lose weight. You need knowledge. Noom personalizes a weight loss program just for you, and it's only 10 minutes a day. Plus, Noom is flexible, empathetic, easy, and forgiving. They know you're only human. They know if you stumble, you can get back on track tomorrow, and it works. Don't believe me? Over 80% of Noomers finish the program, and over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year. Oscar loves Noom. Carla has never looked better. There is a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. Learn how to eat again with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. Ready to learn to live healthier? Sign up for Noom today at Noom.com/TMOS.
News.
News.
Boo. Online sports books have already put out the lines on some ridiculous prop bets that you can make for the Super Bowl. The game itself, pretty clear. Kansas City's the favorite here, but these are prop bets.
And okay. Home field advantage.
I've never made a prop bet in my life. Yeah, home field advantage for Tampa. Yeah. That says something, yeah. But the prop bets are funny. For example, you can bet on, because they're both old fat coaches.
Right.
You can bet on which coach's nostrils we'll see first.
Oh, Andy
that
Reed's
nostrils.
That may
be one of the best prop bets I have ever heard. Now, I'd go for the Tampa coach. I forgot what his name is, but that's the guy. He is a nostril shower more than anybody else.
And that would also indicate a mask malfunction, right?
No, it's not a malfunction. It's old people wearing masks.
They just slip down?
That let it slip under their nose.
Yeah.
Because it's more comfortable. Here's another one. If Tom Brady will try to high-five the officials. I didn't even know this was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know that's a thing.
And this is the latest one. If Brady's passing yards can surpass GameStop's stock price.
Nice.
It's funny.
Well, those are two moving numbers. Bruce Arians, Mike, is the head coach.
Bruce Arians. Okay. Bruce Arians is the coin that's like, hey, look where his team is. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Super Bowl betting is expected to drop by 37% this year, but 23.2 million Americans do plan to put some money on the line, including more than half of those whose income has been impacted by the pandemic. So we'll have to wait, and we'll have to see about that. So I don't know. It's a weird betting year. I think most people feel like Kansas City's going to win the game. At least that's
But wouldn't it be fun if there was some sort of surprise? Like, that would be great.
Tom Brady has done more to help his image for the Tom Brady haters by going down to Tampa and just doing it again, because you just can't say no to the guy now. You're looking at him and going, you know, okay. And, you know, Belichick is just up there wallowing in New England. It's
and he's
very,
got
very
like this
weird
harem of women with his ex-wife and his new wife just all rooting for him on Instagram. It's great.
Yeah. And you know the whole thing with New England fans, they're so obnoxious. They're being like Yankee fans now going, hope you enjoy our team. Hope you enjoy our team. Anyway. All right, Jeff Bezos, big story, stepping down from his post as CEO of Amazon later this year. He'll be replaced by Andy Jassy.
Who's going to run Amazon?
Andy Jassy.
He's good, Andy Jassy.
He's also a top executive of the company. Bezos is staying with a... Is it Bezos or Bezos?
I always said Bezos, but you might be right.
That's what I've heard.
Well, he's transitioning to executive chair of the Amazon board. All right, he's not quitting.
He's not going anywhere.
So he'll still have a very active role, of course.
Yeah.
This also frees him up to work on other projects like the Bezos Earth Fund, his Blue Origin spaceship company, and the Washington Post. Remember, he owns that, too.
Remember, Mike, democracy dies in darkness.
Bezos founded Amazon in 1994. That man is only 57 years old.
Isn't it fascinating that all these billionaires want to get off Earth? Do they know something we don't know?
Yeah, he's building a rocket ship.
Yeah, probably, you know. You're well, gonna at least die down there.
At least he hasn't put a joystick in a monkey's brain yet.
For gaming.
That's right.
Thank you, Elon. Hal Holbrook, I'm a fan.
I
love Hal Holbrook. He passed away on January 23rd. They kept it under wraps. According to his personal assistant, he was 95. Good long life. Holbrook won 5 Emmys and earned an Oscar nomination at the age of 82 for the movie Into the Wild. Great movie, by the way, if you've never seen it. He also played the informant, Deep Throat, in the Watergate movies All the President's Men. And I think that's what I remember him most for.
Great. You know? Great movie. Yeah. Still a great movie.
You've aimed too high. Oh, God. Great movie.
Follow
his
the
other
money.
Credits. He was great in Wall Street as the honest stockbroker. Magnum Force, Star Chamber, Great White Hope, The Fog, Creepshow, The Firm, and Steven Spielberg's Lincoln. He was in that as well. He spent decades. This is how I know him, because Hartford, Connecticut, where I'm from, is a big Mark Twain town, because Mark Twain had a house there. He had a one-man show as Mark Twain. He even won a Tony for doing it on Broadway in 1966. He finally retired the show in 2017. He did it for a long time.
Wow.
Holbrook was married three times. His last wife was designing women star, Dixie Carter.
Nice.
She passed away in 2010. So yeah. A very sad.
Rob.
That's interesting. Thank you.
Nice.
Let's see. A new study out of the University of Texas found that someone's social media posts can predict their breakup 3 months before it happens.
Ooh.
No kidding.
They studied posts on Reddit's breakups subreddit, which, before you ask, does not contain any hot stock tips. They found the users on there who posted about breakups, and they analyzed all of their past posts on the site, and they found that around 3 months before someone's relationship ends, there is a noticeable change in the language they use, whether they're talking about their relationship or something else. People start using more self-focused words like I, me, and mine, and they start thinking about things less analytically and more emotionally. The researchers say this shows, quote, there are signs you've already started to disengage from your partner weeks ahead of time. So 3 months before it happens. In Rob's case, if you go to his social media post, that would be probably 8 years.
Well, he's been telegraphing this for almost a decade. The go-to for anybody, if you just want to know like your top-tier post, if you know something sideways and it's not going to work out, is when you see a post by either, you know, the husband or wife or husband, whatever it might be, one of the partners, typing this into their Instagram post or Facebook or Twitter, whatever you're looking at. It's time to think about me.
Yes, that's an indicator.
That is a strong indicator.
I have seen that many times and then seen a friend go to single from married or single from in a relationship.
Yeah, they skipped the complicated part.
It's really become a big part of where you are in a relationship, social media. A lot of people, it's a big step when they announce they're in a relationship or when they go, you know, single now. Yeah, you know, then you want to tell the world.
Facebook official, it's a thing.
Thank you. And now a little something. Oh, my God. I've been waiting for this all day, fellas.
Okay.
A 22-year-old guy named Matthew Lethem from Port Richey, Florida, was arrested over the weekend after he called 911 to try to find a ride home. The cops found weed on him, so he was charged with marijuana possession and misuse of 911. Mm. That's a funny-ish crime, but considering what other Florida men have done, it's kind of paling in comparison. So why is he becoming the new poster child for Florida man? Because in his mugshot, Matthew literally has a map of the state of Florida tattooed between his eyes. And the following message now, because I was so inspired by this particular photograph. Let me give you a look at the guy.
Oh, look
there
at that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Between his eyes.
Wow.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, instead of a slogan of the day, how about a message from the Florida Office of Economic Development?
Oh, I'd love it.
You got music for me, Rob? Here we go.
Yes, go ahead.
The following message comes to you from the Florida Office of Economic Development. Attention, idiots and losers. If you want to live where the people are just like you, come to Florida. No job, no problem. A criminal record? Come ahead. Substance abuse issues? Come on down. If you feel like there isn't a place for you in your home state, Florida offers you a sanctuary from all those pesky normal people with jobs and families who make you feel out of place. Bring your bicycle to Florida, where your party will never end and nobody will make you go to the dentist ever again. We have cheap alcohol and every drug imaginable, and you will rarely have to wear a shirt. When you wake up this afternoon, wake up as a Florida man. And please remember, I ain't telling you what to do. I'm just thinking out loud. Thank you very much. That's it. We got to take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. There he is.
It's so good place to get it. So sad.
I think it's
so sad.
I think it's nice that he doesn't have a mustache.
There you go. Yeah. It's like a newlywed we know. Anyway, that's it. We got to take a break and come back with more fun. The audio about right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
For your consideration, Brie, American, Gouda, mild cheddar, Camembert, Provolone, Baby Bell, Parmesan, Mascarpone, Burrata, Feta, Ricotta, Gruyere, Asiago, Gorgonzola, Havarti, Monterey Jack, Stilton, Swiss, Fontina, Pecorino Romano, and Buffalo Mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiello, the queen of cheese, only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. I like effective things.
Yes.
The more effective, the better. That's what I always say. Right, Oscar?
Right.
I mean, he wrote it. I don't know.
I'm just saying right.
For example, take a look at the Pfizer COVID vaccine. 95% effective at preventing symptomatic COVID infection after two doses. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
The Moderna vaccine is 94.1 effective on folks 65 and under. Not too shabby. And the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is 66% effective against severe COVID infection. And remember, you doesn't has to call me Johnson.
Isn't it 85% effective?
This is just the first dose. These are the stats that were out yesterday. Yes. Yeah.
Well, 66% is definitely a distant third, but there's no shame in a bronze medal, and 66 is still a passing grade in most schools. Plus, 66 is two-thirds of the Antichrist. So, okay. But if you crave 100% efficacy, just take a single dose of the TMOS bonus show.
Aha!
You'll get 100% projection from the unfunny and the boredom and that and the thing. With the double dose, you'll become immune to melancholy. So use your passport to gain immediate access to the Asport. Will not cause fever, fatigue, diarrhea, stigmata, fish-like body odor, drooling, discoloration, loss of smell, taste, or vision. Side effects include joy, laughter, giddiness, and three appreciative hosts. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com today and grab the bonus show. Do not put in mouth or rectum. And,
thank you.
I'm sorry. There it is. I'm sorry. I'm a little discombobulated right now. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021.
Well, it depends on who you believe, groundhog-wise, about what weather is coming up. Six more weeks of winter if you go with Punxsutawney Phil
now,
yesterday.
When I turn to see, there's a perfect shadow cast of me. Six more weeks of winter there will be.
By the way, they knew this was coming up for a year. The poem should be better. And now,
poem does suck.
Every year it sucks. But if you go to Staten Island up in New York, they have Chuck. Chuck at the Staten Island Zoo. Chuck says that there will be an early spring. But here's the problem. Here's Chuck's video that they posted, okay?
Okay, folks, this is the moment we've been waiting for where Chuck is going to emerge from his burrow, his house, and make his annual prediction. Okay, Chuck, it's time to wake up.
All
right, Chuck. Oh, I see Chuck. You want to tell me what it is this year, Chuck? Oh, I think I know what the answer is. We're going to have an early spring. Spring is coming.
That Thank got you, a lot of downloads on Instagram, and people started saying, hey, you know what? If Chuck doesn't see his shadow, why isn't there snow on the ground? We're in the middle of the biggest blizzard in 2 years. It was pre-recorded. Totally pre-recorded. There wasn't a snowflake on the ground anywhere. So Chuck, he cheated there.
Oh. So the official one in Punxsy, where I've been, by the way, Punxsutawney, where my mother-in-law was born in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. I will tell you this. It's going to be six more weeks of winter. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he saw his shadow, even though there was no snow.
And they kill the groundhog, right?
And they eat it.
Publicly, when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Mike, it is literally groundhog.
Now, what does he have to do? He has to come out of his burrow?
Well, the thing is that they have the guys in the coats and the top hats that you remember from the movie. They pull him out, and then he whispers to them, I guess? I don't know. And then they determine it. If he says he sees his shadow, we have six more weeks of winter. If he doesn't see his shadow, we have an early spring.
Well, I think that would turn it into a horror movie. If he sees his shadow and we get six more weeks of winter, they eat his beating heart.
How great would that be if the next Groundhog Day it was like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and the guy in the top hat plunges his fist into the groundhog and pulls out a beating heart.
I was thinking more like, oh my God, what's the Mel Gibson directed movie about like the Aztecs? Oh my God!
Oh,
where they're running
God! I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about too.
Oh my God! What the hell was
it? There's no dialogue in that movie.
No, something Ito. It's something that Ito. It's like terrible. I need it now. It's not going to work. Oh my God!
While Oscar brings it up, Mike, that new light beer from Miller has a gimmick that they're running on their Super Bowl ad. They're going to post an amazingly wrong URL number or URL address for a website, and after the ad airs on the Super Bowl, the first 5,000 people to log on to that URL get $8 Venmo'd to them.
Wow.
This is such a garbage IMDb movie that they don't even show you it in the first 30
minutes.
It's not.
It was a pretty well regarded. I'm racking my brain. Go ahead.
Here is the URL that you have to get ready to send to Miller to get your $8.
www.thismillerlightmarketingstunt will distract you from Ultra's big game ad.com/. Just type in this URL when the Michelob Ultra commercial airs on that sacred Sunday in February when everyone is watching football, and we will give you free Miller Lite, which not only has more taste than Michelob Ultra, but also has only one more calorie, and you will actually burn that calorie by typing this ridiculously long URL, but you will have to type
it. That's it!
Thank you.
But that goes on and on.
Apocalypto!
That was, you know what, that
by
was
by the one. Way, SPCA, I'm making a joke, okay? I don't want to see an animal abuse.
Yeah, not, of course. Yeah.
Well, just, you know, mix it up. Something. You could CGI that. People are stupid, Mike. And there is a new TikTok thing. There's a TikTok challenge called the Silhouette Challenge. And what people do is they take a picture of themselves in silhouette and then use TikTok filters to make it just your silhouette. And because it is your silhouette, people are using like skimpy clothes and lingerie. Yeah. Some people are even posing naked because you can't see it. However, there's something you want to keep in mind.
Hey guys, so I'm a photographer and I keep seeing the Silhouette Challenge on my For You page. And even though they're all really cute and creative and y'all look bomb in them, just make sure you're being cognizant of what you're wearing before you actually do all the editing for the final product, because anyone can easily take those images and revert them back to the original. So if you're wearing a bra and panties, or if you're nude, or whatever you did before you applied the editing to create that shadow look, just know that it's really easy to just put it back to the original. Okay?
So don't post nude pictures of yourself in silhouette, because people can undo what you did. So don't be stupid. Don't be stupid like Ted Cruz, who doesn't seem to understand the notion of a superhero movie. This is something Ted Cruz said yesterday. Sometimes you just want to stay out of the deep end.
Have you noticed in how many movies, how often rabid environmentalists are the bad guys? Whether it's Thanos or go to Watchmen. You know, where the view of the left is people are a disease. They buy into the Malthusian line that there are too many people in the world, that people are bad, and everything would be better if we had fewer people. I mean, Thanos wanted to eliminate 50% of the life forms in the universe with one finger snapping.
That man wants to be president.
Oscar,
he's talking about the Marvel movies.
Yeah, I know.
And he is scary smart. He is scary smart, but that is... you know, as far as less people, it would be better. Yeah, I'm a liberal. I cop to it.
You're right, Ted.
Thanks.
Is Ted one of the people we can get rid of, though?
You know, down here, I could tell you that. You know, I mean, I root for less people down here all the time. Effing day. When the car carriers come down here, we have a goddamn party. Amen. I walked my dog today. It smelled like shit. It smelled like because there's so many people pooping down here right now. That's my theory. Smelled like poop. Because they're all here.
Because these people are here.
That's right. Goddamn right there. I got bumped out of Friday.
That's right. Mike's want to snap his fingers and half of Florida's gone.
just the people that come to visit. Bye.
Bye. Let's close with this. Mike, have you ever been just totally peeved that you go to a restaurant and it's so crowded you can't get a table? That's horrible, right? And even harder now in social distancing because there's limited number of tables. This lady did a prank she talked about on TikTok. She's figured out a solution.
So last night I went out to a restaurant and the place was packed with couples. I don't know what was going on, but I was feeling a little mischievous. So I pulled my phone out and I said very loudly, "Girl, your man is here with somebody else." No lie, 4 guys got up and left.
So you can do that and free up some tables. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here, everybody. We'll see you with another episode tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Good job.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Pandemic.